From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez. The Florida legislature passed a revised congressional district map on Monday, quickly ending a special legislative session, Margie Menzel reports.
The new map now heads back to Leon County Circuit Judge Terry Lewis, who ruled last month that a map approved in 2012 violated anti-gerrymandering requirements in the state constitution. The House voted 71-38 to approve the map after the Senate voted 25-12 for it earlier Monday. House Speaker Will Weatherford, a Republican, says the new map fixes the problems brought up by the judge.
We've shown a lot of compliance with the court. What they're going to do next is probably anyone's guess, but I do think that Judge Lewis made a rational request of the legislature. The legislature has met those requests, and hopefully they will look favorably upon them.
But House Minority Leader Mark Pafford says the Democrats were left out of the design process, so it wasn't truly bipartisan.
This was a dog and pony show. And unfortunately, that's what we're going to send back to a judge on Friday.
The new map primarily affects districts represented by Congresswoman Corinne Brown of Jacksonville and Congressman Dan Webster of Winter Garden. But the changes would also spill into five nearby districts. I'm Margie Menzel in Tallahassee.
The effort to recall Miami-Dade Mayor Carlos Jimenez got off to a modest start Monday. This effort is being led by retired firefighter Jack Garcia. The Garcia has been a longtime critic of Jimenez's funding cuts to the county's Marine Rescue Unit. Garcia rose to prominence this summer when he raised the issue in the wake of his son's death on a 4th of July boating accident. Now, yesterday, Garcia laid out the timetable to raise about $150,000 before launching a petition drive later in October. From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Luis Hernandez.